Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. My name is Annie Fry, and I am your host, along with my co-host, Erica Murphy. And we are here to talk to you today about the top five must-dos when you travel to Walt Disney World Resort. Erica is a travel agent with Magic Expeditions, and you can contact her directly at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com, or connect with us on the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page. Send a message to us there. It comes directly to us with any questions or thoughts you might have about planning your next Disney World trip. All right, Erica, we made our list of five. You have five and I have five. And shocking, not shocking, there is some overlap
in our
lists. But let's start with your first must do. If someone's going to Disney World, probably for the first time or maybe so long ago that like the whole game has changed, what's your number one?
Yeah, I think definitely familiarizing yourself with My Disney Experience before you go. You know, there's so much that's going to be your lifeline while you're down there with the virtual queues and going through mobile ordering and how you view your photos. There's just so much that's going to be done through that app. So if you are looking at it for the first time, as soon as you set foot on property, I think you're doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, sometimes I just look at it just to see wait times.
Yeah,
just
like you can download that right now.
Yeah, you don't even have to have a trip booked.
You can see. And once you go and you've used My Disney Experience, you will find yourself doing what Erica just said. Like, gosh, I wonder what Big Thunder is right now.
Yeah.
And then you'll go, oh, it's just a 20-minute wait. And then you'll have irrational thoughts about,
can I get a flight?
Yeah. And the answer is no, but maybe. My number one that I'm going to tack on to what Erica is talking about and familiarizing yourself with the My Disney Experience app, that is the app for Walt Disney World specifically. Mine is to do it, budget for it, buy Genie Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Genie Plus is a service that exists inside My Disney Experience. The app is free to download. You do not have to pay anything to utilize a lot of the services that it offers. But if you've ever heard of fast passes, if you've ever heard of like skipping the lane, shortening your ride wait times, all of that, you're going to be talking about Genie Plus. You never get to just completely skip the line unless you are paying for a VIP package, which can you help with VIP packages?
100%.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, like, if you've got that kind of dough rolling around, do it. And then tell me how that went, because I've never done anything like that. Mm-hmm. And Erica can help you book those VIP packages if you want to do something just really special for a day. But for the rest of us, you still have to think about budgeting for the usage of Genie Plus, because I've gone on days where it's $25 a day mm-hmm. per person. And I have five people of age that I needed to pay for, and I paid it, and I was glad I did.
Yeah.
So the line skipping or the dramatic line shortening, you could be skipping over a 2 hour plus wait and spending 15 minutes in line. And to me, there's no better example of time is money than Walt Disney World.
100%. Well, that's exactly it. How much is your time worth? And, you know, I shamelessly sometimes watch the live feeds of some of the vloggers
yes.
that go through the parks. And even this morning at Rope Drop, Frozen, which is an attraction at Epcot, was 80 minutes long at Rope Drop. So,
with little kids, maybe in the heat, depending on
first thing in the morning, is that how you want to start your day out?
Yeah.
You know, waiting in an hour and a half line, like, you know.
I think that the Genie Plus investment is absolutely one worth making. I will add the caveat there, learn it before you go.
Yeah.
And we'll do that in a different podcast at another time. We've done a Genie Plus podcast before, but they have modified. I can't promise you that what we have done in the past is 100% current, because they do make changes from time to time. But we can make another Genie Plus podcast, maximizing it in the future. But that is a big conversation.
Yeah.
But yes, personally, highly recommend it. Saves time. And at the end of the day, I don't look at it as, I'm not going to pay money to ride Small World. People will say that. And I'm like, no, you're paying money to not wait 45 minutes. You're paying money to literally walk right onto the ride.
Yeah.
So what you're doing there is you're buying about 35
40 minutes back into your Disney World day, mm-hmm. which if you translate that to 40 minutes at the pool combined with a few other rides where you save up, you might not go and try to like ride every ride that exists in the park. But if I gain 2 hours of sitting down and relaxing on my Disney World vacation, money well spent.
Yeah.
The second one on your list, Erica, must-dos for Walt Disney World trips.
Well, it kind of goes in with this, but just, you know, having a plan. And, you know, I wanted to make a note that, you know, don't over-plan. Like, I don't want you to sit there and plan every second of your day, because I think that, you know, in life in general, you make a plan. It's not going to go as you plan. How many times can I say plan in one sentence?
Enough to get the point across.
Right? But, you know, just to have in mind, I've heard people say, you know, oh, we're just going to wing it this trip. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I mean,
like,
if you go frequently enough that you won't miss anything.
Yeah.
My husband and I, Jared, have done that before. But we're Disney Vacation Club members. Mm-hmm. We go multiple times a year. And that is what we end up doing instead of going somewhere else a lot, because we have the points to stay in the mm-hmm. room. We have the points to fly out there. So we're really just looking for time away for maybe 2 or 3 nights.
Yeah.
So winging it turns into, we want to sit still, and why not just sit still at Disney World?
Absolutely.
But that is not, like, if you're going for the first time.
Right. Well, and with kids, too. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I would necessarily say winging it with kids, because, you know, you could run into a situation where there may not be any yeah. table reservations available at the time that you want to eat. You may have to eat at 8 o'clock, and maybe your family's not accustomed to that. So, you know, just kind of having an idea of, you know, maybe the top 5 must-dos that you want to see when you're there at each park, mm-hmm. you know, kind of having, you know, an idea. And also, I mean, these parks are big. So
huge.
Having a plan to maximize the geography in the park yeah. so that you're not zigzagging going back and forth, because, I mean, those steps, that's time that you could spend on an attraction walking from one end of the park to the other.
Yeah. And to add to what Erica's saying, I'm going to add the word realistic
yeah.
to the plan, but I'm also going to personally advocate for using Erica or another earmarked Disney travel agent. Erica absolutely is earmarked with Disney through Magic Expeditions. But if you don't know what you don't know, and
yeah.
you can lean on the expertise of Erica or another Disney travel agent out there to help guide you through the process and ask the questions and basically just list out what are my priorities,
mm-hmm.
and having someone who knows the lay of the land and understands all that can save you both time and money.
Yeah.
So Erica at magicexpeditions.com, Erica with a K.
Hmm.
My next one is, let me see here. I don't want to give yours. Stay on property.
Yeah.
My must do is stay on property. I have now done both.
Mm-hmm.
Before I purchased the Disney Vacation Club membership, we stayed at Port Orleans. The first time was French Quarter. The second time was Riverside. They were moderate resorts. We had 5 people. That kind of limited what we could stay as far as values if it wasn't going to a suite. And at the time, I think those were the most, I guess the cheapest accommodations. I was going to come up with a fancier way of saying that, but let's just be real. I wanted to spend the least amount of money possible. But, you know, I've looked at the prices of staying off property and staying mm-hmm. on property. And we went in January of 2024, and I didn't have enough points. I think we ended up staying 4 nights, and I had enough points in my DVC timeshare thing to stay 3 nights. We thought, well, we have the extra time. Let's just go try the off property thing. And the coordination of getting from
yeah.
the hotel, because we flew, we didn't rent a car because it was just one night, staying off property and having to drive yourself. I mean, the traffic is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up spending, I started to do the math. We ended up spending, we stayed 2 nights at the hotel, because I looked after the first night and the amount of money we were spending on Ubers to get from point A to
yeah.
point B, like how much money am I spending to not be on property
yeah.
in transportation and in time
mm-hmm.
versus what it would cost to stay at the resort we were going to stay at, which was a deluxe resort because it was DVC. That didn't quite cut it. But the next time we 100% would go stay in a value
yeah,
and maybe even stay if we needed to, because we have a family of 6, get 2 rooms
yeah,
just so that you can be inside the Disney bubble. And I mean, everybody knows what it's like to drive in traffic.
Yeah.
It's stressful. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what you're doing. You're making mistakes. And this is all while
you're tired.
It's like, no, I want to get on the bus. Yeah. And then it's like a teleportation where you were like, I'm at the Magic Kingdom. And now look, here we are at the hotel, and you don't have to think about it. Your kids are sleeping on you and you're snuggling with them at night in the dark bus. And you're finally back in the air conditioning. And it's just, you just wrap yourself in it the first time you go. I highly, highly encourage you, if you can make it possible, to stay on property. And Erica can help you with that as well, to make sure that you're getting the deals, to make sure that you're not paying a penny more than you really need to.
Yeah.
So staying on property in a huge, huge way.
One of my favorite social media creators, I wish I could think of who it was, because it was like one of those ones where it just caught me at the right moment that I was like, this is one of the funniest things I've seen. They had stayed off property and he was driving back in traffic, and it was like the whole experience of him with his kids. And he was like, you know, why didn't your mom buy the Lightning Lane for this ride? Like, you know, and I'm like, it's so true. Yeah. He's like, she bought the Lightning Lane for everything else. Yeah. How do I skip this line? I'm like, he's like, I want to go home. And I'm like, that's it. Like, when you're sitting in that line of cars, like,
nightmare.
I want to go home.
Yes. So. I want to be home. And if, I mean, there's the deluxe resorts where you can walk home from the park. Those cost money, and you were definitely going to pay for that convenience. If you can afford it, do it. Beautiful, wonderful resorts. But, If that's not in the cards, there's a lot of times where you can look at those value resorts and you can get a very, very good price on it.
For the same price as a regular.
Yeah. And they've got the Skyliner that attaches to several of them. So please, if you can make it happen, and it's, you know, if you're looking at like, oh, we could do this or we could do that, and you're, one of the things that you would drop off is staying on property, at least the first time, I say just go for it.
And I think this could be a whole nother episode too, but I mean, there's perks that go into staying on property too, like getting into the parks early or booking your dining reservations early or even getting Lightning Lanes earlier. Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many benefits to staying on property. I do agree with that.
Your third one?
Well, you know, this kind of goes in line with the having the plan, but, you know, taking breaks is so important. And, you know, whether that is planning a sit down restaurant and just having, you know, that hour break where you're just being waited on, and maybe it's a character breakfast or
sitting
lunch where you're just maybe knocking two birds out, where you are seeing characters and eating and taking a break. So you know, going rope drop to fireworks, especially on your first trip, I think, you know, you're excited, you want to see everything, you want to do everything, you can wear yourself out very quickly. And on that first day, you know, just plan in some breaks.
I very much so second the with littles.
Yeah.
The character dining experiences, they're going to cost a little bit more, but you are going to get all of the photos and the autographs that you are seeking out, which means you may not feel compelled to have to stand in line in the parks to get some of those same autographs. You get to see some unique characters, get some food, and factor it in as a break and get out of the heat if it's a hot time of year, or the rain, or whatever else the weather might be doing, and just kind of sit still, refresh, rehydrate. I think the character meals are absolutely a great way to do that. And when my kids were much littler, I think we went when my son was 7, I believe, the first time, and it was a must-do for us.
Yeah.
It was a great way to pace the appropriate timing of the trip for our family. My next one is see Fantasmic. Mm. It's a must-do for me. I can't, it doesn't compare to any of the other nighttime shows that you can see. It's impossible. Like, when people ask me what my favorite nighttime show is, I can't answer that question, because I love Fantasmic. It's in an amphitheater at Hollywood Studios. It's like 25 minutes long or something like that. It's a longer show. It's a historic show. It's been there for a long time. You get to see so many characters, like very unique characters you're not going to see anywhere else in Walt Disney World. The music is great. They just revamped everything, so the like set lighting, the projections and everything are better than they've ever been. They modernized it a little bit. I really love the upgrades that they did with the show. And again, it's at night and you're sitting down. And I really appreciate that over the jockeying of some of the other shows that you have to try to, you know, position yourself, get there in a timely manner.
Bleacher seating never feels so good.
Oh, man. I'm telling you what. And they have like snacks and stuff if you get there in time, so you can get some churros, get a Diet Coke or something like that, and just really enjoy a good show. Such a great way to wrap up a day or a trip at Walt Disney World. And a little pro tip here, and I would say probably many times to see Fantasmic. I still book a VIP Fantasmic dining package. 100%. I'm going this summer, and that's one of the things that I've booked, because what happens is you can make a reservation for dinner or lunch or breakfast.
Breakfast, anytime.
Or breakfast, yeah. Any of them, at specific restaurants within Hollywood Studios. And what they do is they give you a card that gives you a VIP access to Fantasmic. And what you get for the VIP is preferred seating. So you're going to sit center stage, I guess it's center stage, and you will not have to wait in a line to get it. The line, I don't even know when the line for Fantasmic starts building up. If the show's at 9 o'clock or 9:30, it's going to easily start an hour before, but probably earlier than that. And again, time is money. So if I'm going to spend, if I need to spend, I don't know what the percentage is, but maybe say 15-20% more for a VIP access to be tacked on to a dining reservation, I'm going to do anyway, and get an hour of my evening back. Yes, please. Mm-hmm. So, and the preferred seating as well.
Yeah.
And I've never sat in that center area, which is roped off like anybody else who's flowing in, because anybody can go see the show. You don't need tickets to see the show or anything. But I have never been packed into that VIP section. There's a little extra elbow room. And again, it's just the center portion that is reserved for people who have that VIP Fantasmic dining package, which is something else that Erica can help you book.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we going to our duplicates now?
Yeah. And I think I want to save my number one to the last because it's, you know.
This is number
if
one.
If you know, you know. So my number four, mm-hmm. which, you know, really there's no, you can't prioritize these except number one is really number one. But anyway, is to get the memory maker.
Yeah.
You know, take the photos. You're spending a lot of money on these trips and, you know, you could buy all the souvenirs in the world, but nothing is going to top the souvenir of those photos and those memories. And I know personally, no matter what vacation I'm on, I always, that's my number one regret is, oh, I didn't take enough photos or I didn't have my camera out a lot. And this will give you the opportunity to have a professional photographer take the photos for you, and you have unlimited downloads of them when you get home. So you don't have to, you know, get the mug or get the souvenirs while you're there. You can get the downloads and then you have them forever that you can then, you know, create the memories once you get home. And it's not only the photos that are like in front of the iconic castle or in front of the Tree of Life or the Epcot Ball, you know, all those classic shots that you think of, but it's also the ride attractions that, you know, seeing your little one on Buzz and, you know, having that memory, you know, and it just shows right up there in your My Disney Experience. So
the only thing, because this was Memory Maker is an absolute must do. Moms, if you're listening right now, dads, if you're listening right now, do this for the person in your family that takes the photos. Mm-hmm. I'm the person who takes the photos in my family. Mm-hmm. And I have on my phone and saved in my Google Photos the most amazing memories that are just snapshots that are in real time as we're going through Disney World, and they're wonderful and they're beautiful, but I am in like none of them.
Yeah.
Selfies.
Yeah.
And a selfie's a selfie. Selfie is good for what it is. But the actual memories that I have memorialized from all of these trips that I've taken with my family, with my kids. My youngest was 2 when we started. She's 8 now.
Ugh.
And the images that I have that include me in that,
priceless.
They are priceless.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have them if I wouldn't have had that service. Now, Memory Maker has been PhotoPass, or I don't even know what it is. Is it PhotoPass? What is it now?
So it's Memory Maker is the package, but and then PhotoPass are the photographers.
Yeah. So those are synonymous. But I mean, something like this has existed at Disney World for quite some time, but you spend so much money and time investing in trying to plan the perfect trip. Make sure you're a part of it.
Yeah.
And make sure you're on the other end of the lens. And, you know, do what you got to do to, like, live it up. There are times where I have had to wait with a little that wasn't going to ride a big ride or whatever. We were doing a rider swap. And I don't know if I've shown you lately, Erica, but pictures of my youngest, Molly. She was maybe 10 months old or 12 months old. She was walking, mm-hmm. but she's in a little like black t-shirt with red and white polka dot suspenders and a little red and white polka dot Minnie Mouse skirt, blonde hair. She had on like a headband bow, but not enough hair to like clip things to. And we had time to kill. And so it was at the end of the night. I think that there's some evening extended hours. So mm-hmm. most of the family went
and
did that.
I know which one you're talking
and
about.
I took the kids, the youngest, back to the hotel, and there was a PhotoPass photographer there who wasn't doing anything, mm-hmm. and she did like a whole photo shoot of my Molly as a little baby on Main Street. And I mean, like,
it's empty.
The price that you would pay, like, for a photographer, you can't, these are the photographers you use at Disney, but it's just amazing to have those experiences memorialized and to not have to do it all yourself.
Yeah.
Which is why I think it's such a good thing. All right. The unanimous number one, Erica.
My goodness. You know, it's funny because I was just talking about this the other day about how I literally cry every time I even think about the music. And I might cry just, you know, talking about this.
It's but, true. She really will.
It's 100% true. Those first notes, like goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Happily Ever After. You know, I really am getting teary.
Let me step in here, and for the people at home, let me speak in an objective, informative way. While Erica, get yourself together, lady.
I can't.
Happily Ever After is the fireworks show that happens behind the castle. It happens at 9 o'clock on most nights, but you always have to check your times in the app to find out when it's going to take place. And it is a show like none other. And I say this as somebody who watched. That's the first show that I ever saw. So mm-hmm. I didn't see Wishes or whatever came before, and I'm sure it was great.
You didn't miss anything.
Well, that's fighting words for some people.
I know.
I'm like, it's like, you know, that meme or that gif of that little baby who runs into the room and goes, oh, and then just kind of turns right around.
Should have said that.
You start talking about these fireworks shows. Listen, folks, I started going to Disney World in 2018 and just fell flat on my face in love with everything. Mm-hmm. I have no, like, long time passionate legacy history with Disney World. I'm just like a huge new fan of it. Erica is a lifer, and so it's funny how we see these things very differently, but we both are like, when do we get to go next?
Mm-hmm.
But Happily Ever After is an experience that I don't think you can have that experience anywhere else in the planet the way you can have it at Disney World with Cinderella Castle. And they just in the last, I think it was 6 months or so, put the big floodlights, spotlights that would go up behind. That was like the last thing that they needed mm-hmm. to add back after when they took it away around COVID. They put a different show in called Enchantment when the fireworks show came back, and it wasn't a bad show, but it wasn't Happily Ever After, and so much so that people demanded that it came back, and then they actually brought it back.
Yeah.
And there are certain after hours events. I don't know. I think it's still that way, that if you get after hours tickets at Magic Kingdom, they do Happily Ever After during the normal hours, and then during after hours, they show a second fireworks show, and it's Enchantment, which I think is really cool. Like, I would love to go see Enchantment as a second show, but don't take away my Happily Ever After.
Completely agree. Yeah.
There are so many iconic things about the show. I mean, you want to talk about magic and wonderment. Mm-hmm. It is all wrapped up in the music and the projections. Position yourself to see the castle, and I will tell this, Erica has helped me with this before, but there is there's one that Seats and Treats, but that's not the one I recommend. There's a dessert party that you can enjoy that gets you preferred viewing.
Yeah.
If you're going for the first time and you can swing it, because it does cost, it includes alcohol and desserts, and there are some savory treats that you can enjoy as well. I think it's kind of like a charcuterie kind of a thing, but that can change from time to time. You can go at 6:30, and I've gone only when it's been adults, because the alcohol makes the price worth it. But if I were going for the first time and I could afford it and I didn't have to fight for space with kids, I would totally do it.
Yeah.
But you get to sit there and eat and enjoy your evening. And then like 10 minutes before it's fireworks time, they just usher you to the center of the hub area where you can see the full castle, the full fireworks, the mm-hmm. full show, and just soak the whole thing in.
Yeah. And I don't want to give out any spoiler alerts for people that have never seen, but I mean, there's one point that has been there, which, okay, if you don't like spoilers, cover your ears for a second. So I remember being a kid and like seeing, I'm like literally going to tear up, seeing Tinkerbell fly for the first time. And there's like something to that, like being, you know, a 5-year-old in the magic of watching Tinkerbell fly, and then being a 40-year-old and like watching Tinkerbell fly. And you get that same feeling, you mm-hmm. know, when you just see her go across. And it's, man, I'm so silly. But It's just the I can't even explain the magic that goes into these productions, from, you know, the lighting and the lasers mm-hmm. and the, you know, everything. And then just that feeling that it gives you when you hear those first three notes of that music, and when you hear the story about, you know, how, you know, the story is inside you, and everybody can kind of take their own experiences in with the music and the lyrics that are behind this. And then you, you know, see Tinkerbell fly, and then you feel the boom of the fireworks. And, you know, it's like, it's just an experience that I cannot articulate enough. You know, if on your first trip, you're like, oh, you know, it's fireworks, we could see fireworks at home, let's not, like, do not miss Mm-mm. Happily Ever yeah. After.
If you want to just see fireworks, the new show at Epcot, I have seen it once, and it in no way, shape, or form compares to, in my opinion, the Hollywood Studio show and the Happily Ever After. When it comes to planning for Happily Ever After, you got to kind of roll the dice. Like, do you want to see it first and then see the other ones and be like, these aren't Happily Ever After? Or do you want to save it to the end?
Yeah.
And I have been to Magic Kingdom before where it got rained out.
Mm.
And that's like, that's a no-go for me.
Yeah.
So I encourage people to see the Epcot one first. The Epcot one is fun and it's neat. But I would, if I only had one night to see fireworks and it was the only show I was going to get to see on my trip, it would absolutely be Happily Ever After. If I had two, I would absolutely work in Fantasmic and Happily Ever After. And then, you know, if you're in Epcot when the fireworks go off, take them in, enjoy them. You're going to love them.
Yeah.
But the, you know, for me, the Happily Ever After experience is watching my kids see something that is like inexplainable. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the type of person who's like, how much is this costing? And then you're like, oh, now I understand the ticket prices. Sort of. I'm starting to understand the ticket prices. But you look it up and it's tens of thousands of dollars a night that they use to put on that show. And they do it every night.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect way to cap off a full Disney experience. And make sure that you're in the position to be able to see the castle during the show. A lot of people will encourage you to stand on Main Street, Center Main Street, because they have, since they brought it back, incorporated, I should say, projections all down Main mm-hmm. Street on all the buildings. I've seen them. They're cool, but I'm looking at the castle.
Yeah.
So I just say, work yourself to the position where you can see the castle, get as center as you can, but as long as you can see the castle, you'll be fine. And just take it in, because it is quite a show.
Yeah. And kind of circling back to the having a plan thing, too, is, you know, especially with like the Halloween parties coming up, like they will have nights where they shut down Magic Kingdom to do these parties. Mm-hmm. So making sure that you know what nights those parties are, because if you're planning on being at Magic Kingdom that day, like they'll kick you out at 6 o'clock. So and they're not going to show Happily Ever After that night.
Yeah.
So if you're planning on seeing
another reason to get a travel agent, because they'll catch these things. And mm-hmm. every time that happens, there are people who are like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Every time. And seeing that happen, you know, it's very sad to see that happen, because people didn't know. And you're like, oh, I wish you would have looked. But there's just, it's true, there's so much to Disney World that when you're going for the first time, like when we went for the first time, I booked, I think, in May, and this was before I even knew you and mm-hmm. knew that you were like a Disney person. And I think that's how we became best friends, just passing in an office working at a different job in radio.
Yeah.
Where you're like, wait a second, you like Disney World? I'm like, yeah, I love Disney World. And here we are doing a podcast. But if you are in a position to research and study, like I poured myself into it, but that's kind of the type of person I am.
Right.
Like I am going to learn as much as I can, as fast as I can, so that I can, because I'm a competitive person. I feel like I'm winning.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me feel good inside.
Yeah.
Not quite like Happily Ever After though.
Right.
So if you have questions about this, please check us out on the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page. You can send direct messages to us, and Erica and I are the ones who are going to receive those messages. And Erica, do you prefer email contact? Is that the best?
I mean, or the Facebook, whatever.
The Facebook page is fine.
Just reach out.
Erica at magicexpeditions.com. It's E-R-I-K-A. Reach out. Tell her you heard about her on the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page or in the podcast. And just start the conversation. Doesn't cost you anything extra at all to book with Erica. And I almost promise that if you work with her, you're going to get the best possible deal. Disney takes care of her compensation so that you don't have to, and so that you can have the absolute best experience. All right. I think that wraps it up for our top five must-dos when you travel to Walt Disney World. If you have questions, reach out to us. And until then, see you real soon.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. My name is Annie Fry, and I am your host, along with my co-host, Erica Murphy. And we are here to talk to you today about the top five must-dos when you travel to Walt Disney World Resort. Erica is a travel agent with Magic Expeditions, and you can contact her directly at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com, or connect with us on the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page. Send a message to us. There, it comes directly to us with any questions or thoughts you might have about planning your next Disney World trip. All right, Erica, we made our list of five. You have five and I have five. And shocking, not shocking, there is some overlap
in our
lists. But let's start with your first must do. If someone's going to Disney World, probably for the first time or maybe so long ago that like the whole game has changed, what's your number one?
Yeah, I think definitely familiarizing yourself with My Disney Experience before you go. You know, there's so much that's going to be your lifeline while you're down there with the virtual queues and going through mobile ordering and how you view your photos. There's just so much that's going to be done through that app. So if you are looking at it for the first time as soon as you set foot on property, I think you're doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, sometimes I just look at it just to see wait times.
Yeah,
just
like you can download that right now.
Yeah, you don't even have to have a trip booked.
And once you go and you've used My Disney Experience, you will find yourself doing what Erica just said. Like, gosh, I wonder what Big Thunder is right now.
Yeah.
And then you'll go, oh, it's just a 20-minute wait. And then you'll have irrational thoughts about...
Can I get a flight?
Yeah. And the answer is no. But maybe. my number one that I'm going to tack on to what Erica is talking about and familiarizing yourself with the My Disney Experience app, that is the app for Walt Disney World specifically. Mine is to do it, budget for it, buy Genie Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Genie Plus is a service that exists inside My Disney Experience. The app is free to download. You do not have to pay anything to utilize a lot of the services that it offers. But if you've ever heard of fast passes, if you've ever heard of like skipping the lane, shortening your ride wait times, all of that, you're going to be talking about Genie Plus. You never get to just completely skip the line unless you are paying for a VIP package, which can you help with VIP packages?
100%.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, like if you've got that kind of dough rolling around, do it and then tell me how that went because I've never done anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica can help you book those VIP packages if you want to do something just really special for a day. But for the rest of us, you still have to think about budgeting for the usage of Genie Plus because I've gone on days where it's $25 a day mm-hmm. per person. And I have five people of age that I needed to pay for,
yeah.
and I paid it, and I was glad I did.
Yeah.
So the line skipping or the dramatic line shortening, you could be skipping over a 2 hour plus wait and spending 15 minutes in line. And to me, there's no better example of time is money than Walt Disney World.
100%. Well, that's exactly it. How much is your time worth? And, you know, shamelessly sometimes watch the live feeds of some of the vloggers
yes.
that go through the parks. And even this morning at Rope Drop, Frozen, which is an attraction at Epcot, was 80 minutes long at Rope
yeah.
Drop. So,
with
you know,
little kids, in the heat,
yeah.
depending on
first
when
thing
go.
In the morning. Is that how you want to start your day out?
Yeah.
You know, waiting in an hour and a half line, like, you
yeah.
know,
I think that the Genie Plus investment is absolutely one worth making. I will add the caveat there, learn it before you go.
Yeah.
And we'll do that in a different podcast at another time. We've done a Genie Plus podcast before, but they have modified. I can't promise you that what we have done in the past is 100% current because they do make changes from time to time. But we can make another Genie Plus podcast, maximizing it in the future. But that is a big conversation.
Yeah.
But yes, personally, highly recommend it. Saves time. And at the end of the day, if like I don't look at it as... I'm not going to pay money to ride Small World. People will say that. And I'm like, no, you're paying money to not wait 45 minutes. You're paying money to literally walk right onto the ride.
Yeah.
So what you're doing there is you're buying about 35, 40 minutes back into your Disney World day,
mm-hmm.
which if you translate that to 40 minutes at the pool combined with a few other rides where you save up, you might not go and try to like ride every ride that exists in the park. But if I gain 2 hours of sitting down and relaxing on my Disney World vacation, money well spent.
Yeah.
The second one on your list, Erica, must-dos for Walt Disney World trips.
Well, it kind of goes in with this, but just, you know, having a plan. And, you know, I wanted to make a note that, you know, don't over-plan. Like, I don't want you to sit there and plan every second of your day, because I think that, you know, in life in general, you make a plan. It's not going to go as you plan. How many times can I say plan in one sentence?
Enough to get the point across.
Right? But, you know, just to have in mind, I've heard people say, you know, oh, we're just going to wing it this trip. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I mean,
like,
if you go frequently enough that you won't miss anything.
Yeah.
My husband and I, Jared, have done that before, but we're Disney Vacation Club members. Mm-hmm. We go multiple times a year, and that is what we end up doing instead of going somewhere else a lot, because we have the points to stay in the room. We have the points to fly out there. So we're really just looking for time away for maybe two or three nights.
Yeah.
So winging it turns into, we want to sit still, and why not just sit still at Disney World?
Absolutely.
But that is not, like, if you're going for the first time.
Right. Well, and with kids, too. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I would necessarily say winging it with kids, because, you know, you could run into a situation where there may not be any table reservations available at the time that you want to eat. You may have to eat at 8 o'clock, and maybe your family's not accustomed to that. So, you know, just kind of having an idea of, you know, maybe the top five must-dos that you want to see when you're there at each park, you know, kind of having, you know, an idea. And also, I mean, these parks are big. So having a plan to maximize the geography in the park so that you're not zigzagging going back and forth, because, I mean, those steps, that's time that you could spend on an attraction walking from one end of the park to the other.
Yeah. And to add to what Erica's saying, I'm going to add the word realistic to the plan, but I'm also going to personally advocate for using Erica or another earmarked Disney travel agent. Erica absolutely is earmarked with Disney through Magic Expeditions. But if you don't know what you don't know, and you can lean on the expertise of Erica or another Disney travel agent out there to help guide you through the process and ask the questions and basically just list out, what are my priorities? Mm-hmm. And having someone who knows the lay of the land and understands all that can save you both time and money. Yeah. So Erica at magicexpeditions.com, Erica with a K. My next one is, let me see here. I don't want to give yours. Stay on property.
Yeah.
My must do is stay on property. I have now done both. Before I purchased the Disney Vacation Club membership, we stayed at Port Orleans. The first time was French Quarter. The second time was Riverside. They were moderate resorts. We had five people. That kind of limited what we could stay as far as values if it wasn't going to a suite. And at the time, I think those were the most, I guess, the cheapest accommodations. I was going to come up with a fancier way of saying that, but let's just be real. I wanted to spend the least amount of money possible. But, you know, I've looked at the prices of staying off property and staying on property. And we went in January of 2024, and I didn't have enough points. I think we ended up staying four nights, and I had enough points in my DVC timeshare thing to stay three nights. We thought, well, we have the extra time. Let's just go try the off property thing. And the coordination of getting from the hotel, because we flew, we didn't rent a car because it was just one night, staying off property and having to drive yourself. I mean, the traffic is a nightmare. And we ended up spending, I started to do the math. We ended up spending, I just remember we stayed two nights at the hotel, because I looked after the first night and the amount of money we were spending on Ubers to get from point A to point B. Like, how much money am I spending to not be on property in transportation and in time versus what it would cost to stay at the resort we were going to stay at, which was a deluxe resort because it was DVC. That didn't quite cut it. But the next time we 100% would go stay in a value.
Yeah.
And maybe even stay if we needed to, because we have a family of six. Get two rooms.
Yeah.
Just so that you can be inside the Disney bubble. And I mean, everybody knows what it's like to drive in traffic. It's stressful. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what you're doing. You're making mistakes. And this is all while you're
tired.
It's like, no, I want to get on the bus. Yeah. And then it's like a teleportation where you were like, I'm at the Magic Kingdom. And now look, here we are at the hotel. And you don't have to think about it. Your kids are sleeping on you and you're snuggling with them at night in the dark bus. And you're finally back in the air conditioning. And it's just, you just wrap yourself in it the first time you go. I highly, highly encourage you, if you can make it possible, to stay on property. And Erica can help you with that as well, to make sure that you're getting the deals, to make sure that you're not paying a penny more than you really need to.
Yeah.
So staying on property in a huge, huge way.
One of my favorite social media creators, I wish I could think of who it was, because it was like one of those ones where it just caught me at the right moment that I was like, this is one of the funniest things I've seen. They had stayed off property and he was driving back in traffic, and it was like the whole experience of him with his kids. And he was like, you know, why didn't your mom buy the lightning lane for this ride? Like, you know, and I'm like, it's so true. Yeah. He's like, she bought the lightning lane for everything else. Yeah. How do I skip this line? I'm like, he's like, I want to go home. And I'm like, that's it. Like, when you're sitting in that line of cars, like,
nightmare.
I want to go home.
Yes. So. I want to be home. And if, I mean, there's the deluxe resorts where you can walk home from the park. Those cost money, and you were definitely going to pay for that convenience. If you can afford it, do it. Beautiful, wonderful resorts. But if that's not in the cards, there's a lot of times where you can look at those value resorts and you can get a very, very good price on it.
For the same price as a regular.
Yeah. And they've got the Skyliner that attaches to several of them. So please, if you can make it happen, and it's, you know, if you're looking at like, oh, we could do this or we could do that, and you're, one of the things that you would drop off is staying on property, at least the first time, I say just go for it.
And I think this could be a whole nother episode too, but I mean, there's perks that go into staying on property too, like getting into the parks early or booking your dining reservations early or even getting lightning lanes earlier. Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many benefits to staying on property. I do agree with that.
Your third one?
Well, you know, this kind of goes in line with the having the plan, but, you know, taking breaks is so important. And, you know, whether that is planning a sit down restaurant and just having, you know, that hour break where you're just being waited on, and maybe it's a character breakfast or
sitting
lunch where you're just maybe knocking two birds out, where you are seeing characters and eating and taking a break. So you know, going rope drop to fireworks, especially on your first trip, I think, you know, you're excited, you want to see everything, you want to do everything, you can wear yourself out very quickly. And on that first day, you know, just plan in some breaks.
Very much so. Second, with littles, the character dining experiences, they're going to cost a little bit more, but you are going to get all of the photos and the autographs that you are seeking out, which means you may not feel compelled to have to stand in line in the parks to get some of those same autographs. You get to see some unique characters, get some food, and factor it in as a break and get out of the heat if it's a hot time of year, or the rain, or whatever else the weather might be doing, and just kind of sit still, refresh, rehydrate. I think the character meals are absolutely a great way to do that. And when my kids were much littler, I think we went when my son was 7, I believe, the first time, and it was a must-do for us.
Yeah.
It was a great way to pace the appropriate timing of the trip for our family. My next one is see Fantasmic. Mm. It's a must-do for me. I can't, it doesn't compare to any of the other nighttime shows that you can see. It's impossible. Like, when people ask me what my favorite nighttime show is, I can't answer that question, because I love Fantasmic. It's in an amphitheater at Hollywood Studios. It's like 25 minutes long or something like that. It's a longer show. It's a historic show. It's been there for a long time. You get to see so many characters, like very unique characters you're not going to see anywhere else in Walt Disney World. The music is great. They just revamped everything, so the like set lighting, the projections and everything are better than they've ever been. They modernized it a little bit. I really love the upgrades that they did with the show. And again, it's at night and you're sitting down. And I really appreciate that over the jockeying of some of the other shows that you have to try to, you know, position yourself, get there in a timely manner.
Bleacher seating never feels so good.
Oh, man. I'm telling you what. And they have like snacks and stuff if you get there in time, so you can get some churros, get a Diet Coke or something like that, and just really enjoy a good show. Such a great way to wrap up a day or a trip at Walt Disney World. And a little pro tip here, and I would say probably many times to see Fantasmic. I still book a VIP Fantasmic dining package.
100%.
I'm going this summer, and that's one of the things that I've booked, because what happens is you can make a reservation for dinner or lunch or breakfast.
Breakfast, anytime.
Or breakfast, any of them, at specific restaurants within Hollywood Studios. And what they do is they give you a card that gives you a VIP access to Fantasmic. And what you get for the VIP is preferred seating. So you're going to sit center stage, I guess it's center stage, and you will not have to wait in a line to get it. The line, I don't even know when the line for Fantasmic starts building up. If the show's at 9 o'clock or 9:30, it's going to easily start an hour before, but probably earlier than that. And again, time is money. So if I'm going to spend, if I need to spend, I don't know what the percentage is, but maybe say 15-20% more for a VIP access to be tacked on to a dining reservation I'm going to do anyway and get an hour of my evening back, yes, please. Mm-hmm. So, and the preferred seating as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
And I have never sat in that center area, which is roped off like anybody else who's flowing in, because anybody can go see the show. You don't need tickets to see the show or anything. But I have never been packed into that VIP section. There's a little extra elbow room. And again, it's just the center portion that is reserved for people who have that VIP Fantasmic dining package, which is something else that Erica can help you book.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we going to our duplicates now?
Yeah. And I think I want to save my number one to the last because it's, you know.
This is number
if
one.
If you know, you know. So my number four, mm-hmm. which, you know, really there's no, you can't prioritize these except number one is really number one. But anyway, is to get the memory maker, you know, take the photos. You're spending a lot of money on these trips and, you know, you could buy all the souvenirs in the world, but nothing is going to top the souvenir of those photos and those memories. And I know personally, no matter what vacation I'm on, I always, that's my number one regret is, oh, I didn't take enough photos or I didn't have my camera out a lot. And this will give you the opportunity to have a professional photographer take the photos for you, and you have unlimited downloads of them when you get home. So you don't have to, you know, get the mug or get the souvenirs while you're there. You can get the downloads and then you have them forever that you can then, you know, create the memories once you get home. And it's not only the photos that are like in front of the iconic castle or in front of the Tree of Life or the Epcot Ball, you know, all those classic shots that you think of, but it's also the ride attractions that, you know, seeing your little one on Buzz and, you know, having that memory, you know, and it just shows right up there in your My Disney experience. So
the only thing, because this was Memory Maker is an absolute must do. Moms, if you're listening right now, dads, if you're listening right now, do this for the person in your family that takes the photos. Mm-hmm. I'm the person who takes the photos in my family. Mm-hmm. And I have on my phone and saved in my Google Photos the most amazing memories that are just snapshots that are in real time as we're going through Disney World, and they're wonderful and they're beautiful, but I am in like none of them.
Yeah.
Selfies.
Yeah.
And a selfie is a selfie. Selfie is good for what it is. But the actual memories that I have memorialized from all of these trips that I've taken with my family, with my kids. My youngest was 2 when we started. She's 8 now.
Ugh.
And the images that I have that include me in that,
priceless.
They are priceless.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have them if I wouldn't have had that service. Now, Memory Maker has been PhotoPass, or I don't even know what it is. Is it PhotoPass? What is it now?
So it's Memory Maker is the package, but and then PhotoPass are the photographers.
Yeah. So those are synonymous. But I mean, something like this has existed at Disney World for quite some time, but you spend so much money and time investing in trying to plan the perfect trip. Make sure you're a part of it.
Yeah.
And make sure you're on the other end of the lens. And, you know, do what you got to do to, like, live it up. There are times where I have had to wait with a little that wasn't going to ride a big ride or whatever. We were doing a rider swap. And I don't know if I've shown you lately, Erica, but pictures of my youngest, Molly. She was maybe 10 months old or 12 months old. She was walking, mm-hmm. but she's in a little like black t-shirt with red and white polka dot suspenders and a little red and white polka dot Minnie Mouse skirt, blonde hair. She had on like a headband bow, but not enough hair to like clip things to. And we had time to kill. And so it was at the end of the night. I think that there's some evening extended hours. So mm-hmm. most of the family went and did that.
I know which one you're talking
and
about.
I took the kids, the youngest, back to the hotel, and there was a PhotoPass photographer there who wasn't doing anything, mm-hmm. and she did like a whole photo shoot of my Molly as a little baby on Main Street. And I mean, like,
it's empty.
The price that you would pay like for a photographer, you can't, these are the photographers you use at Disney, but it's just amazing to have those experiences memorialized and to not have to do it all yourself,
yeah,
which is why I think it's such a good thing. All right. The unanimous number one, Erica.
My goodness. You know, it's funny because I was just talking about this the other day about how I literally cry every time I even think about the music. And I might cry just, you know, talking about this.
It's true. She really will.
It's 100% true. Those first notes, like goosebumps. Mm-hmm. Happily Believe Ever After. You know, I really am getting teary-eyed.
Let me step in here, and for the people at home, let me speak in an objective, informative way. While Erica, get yourself together, lady.
I can't.
Happily Ever After is the fireworks show that happens behind the castle. It happens at 9 o'clock on most nights, but you always have to check your times in the app to find out when it's going to take place. And it is a show like none other. And I say this as somebody who watched. That's the first show that I ever saw. So mm-hmm. I didn't see Wishes or whatever came before, and I'm sure it was great.
You didn't miss anything.
Well, that's fighting words for some people. It's like, you know, that meme or that gif of that little baby who runs into the room and goes, oh, and then just kind of turns right around.
Should have said that.
You start talking about these fireworks shows. Listen, folks, I started going to Disney World in 2018 and just fell flat on my face in love with everything. Mm-hmm. I have no, like, long time passionate legacy history with Disney World. I'm just like a huge new fan of it. Erica is a lifer. And so it's funny how we see these things very differently, but we both are like, when do we get to go next?
Mm-hmm.
But Happily Ever After is an experience that I don't think you can have that experience anywhere else in the planet the way you can have it at Disney World with Cinderella Castle. And they just in the last, I think it was 6 months or so, put the big floodlights, spotlights that would go up behind. That was like the last thing that they needed mm-hmm. to add back after when they took it away around COVID. They put a different show in called Enchantment when the fireworks show came back, and it wasn't a bad show, but it wasn't Happily Ever After, and so much so that people demanded that it came back, and then they actually brought it back.
Yeah.
And there are certain after hours events. I don't know. I think it's still that way, that if you get after hours tickets at Magic Kingdom, they do Happily Ever After during the normal hours, and then during after hours, they show a second fireworks show, and it's Enchantment, which I think is really cool. Like, I would love to go see Enchantment as a second show, but don't take away my Happily Ever After.
Completely agree. Yeah.
There are so many iconic things about the show. I mean, you want to talk about magic and wonderment. Mm-hmm. It is all wrapped up in the music and the projections. Position yourself to see the castle, and I will tell this, Erica has helped me with this before, but there is there's one that's Seats and Treats, but that's not the one I recommend. There's a dessert party that you can enjoy that gets you preferred viewing.
Yeah.
If you're going for the first time and you can swing it, because it does cost, it includes alcohol and desserts, and there are some savory treats that you can enjoy as well. I think it's kind of like a charcuterie kind of a thing, but that can change from time to time. You can go at 6:30, and I've gone only when it's been adults, because the alcohol makes the price worth it. But if I were going for the first time and I could afford it and I didn't have to fight for space with kids, I would totally do it.
Yeah.
But you get to sit there and eat and enjoy your evening. And then like 10 minutes before it's fireworks time, they just usher you to the center of the hub area where you can see the full castle, the full fireworks, the mm-hmm. full show, and just soak the whole thing in.
Yeah. And I don't want to give out any spoiler alerts for people that have never seen, but I mean, there's one point that has been there, if you don't like spoilers, cover your ears for a second. So I remember being a kid and like seeing, I'm like literally going to tear up, seeing Tinkerbell fly for the first time. And there's like something to that, like being, you know, a 5-year-old in the magic of watching Tinkerbell fly, and then being a 40-year-old and like watching Tinkerbell fly. And you get that same feeling, you mm-hmm. know, when you just see her go across. And it's, man, I'm so silly. But it's just the I can't even explain the magic that goes into these productions, from, you know, the lighting and the lasers mm-hmm. and the, you know, everything. And then just that feeling that it gives you when you hear those first three notes of that music, and when you hear the story about, you know, how, you know, the story is inside you, and everybody can kind of take their own experiences in with the music and the lyrics that are behind this. And then you, you know, see Tinkerbell fly, and then you feel the boom of the fireworks. And, you know, it's like, it's just an experience that I cannot articulate enough. You know, if on your first trip, you're like, oh, you know, it's fireworks, we could see fireworks at home, let's not like do not miss Mm-mm. Happily Ever After.
If you want to just see fireworks, the new show at Epcot, I have seen it once, and it in no way, shape, or form compares to, in my opinion, the Hollywood Studio show and the Happily Ever After. When it comes to planning for Happily Ever After, you got to kind of roll the dice. Like, do you want to see it first and then see the other ones and be like, these aren't Happily Ever After? Or do you want to save it to the end?
Yeah.
And I have been to Magic Kingdom before where it got rained out. Mm. And that's like, that's a no-go for me.
Yeah.
So I encourage people to see the Epcot one first. The Epcot one is fun and it's neat. But I would, if I only had one night to see fireworks and it was the only show I was going to get to see on my trip, it would absolutely be Happily Ever After. If I had two, I would absolutely work in Fantasmic and Happily Ever After. And then, you know, if you're in Epcot when the fireworks go off, take them in, enjoy them. You're going to love them.
Yeah.
But the, you know, for me, the Happily Ever After experience is watching my kids see something that is like inexplainable. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the type of person who's like, how much is this costing? And then you're like, oh, now I understand the ticket prices. Sort of. I'm starting to understand the ticket prices. But you look it up and it's tens of thousands of dollars a night that they use to put on that show. And they do it every night.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect way to cap off a full Disney experience and make sure that you're in the position to be able to see the castle during the show. A lot of people will encourage you to stand on Main Street, Center Main Street, because they have, since they brought it back, incorporated, I should say, projections all down Main Street on all the buildings. I've seen them. They're cool, but I'm looking at the castle.
Yeah.
So I just say, work yourself to the position where you can see the castle, get as center as you can, but as long as you can see the castle, you'll be fine. And just take it in, because it is quite a show.
Yeah. And kind of circling back to the having a plan thing too is, you know, especially with like the Halloween parties coming up, like they will have nights where they shut down Magic Kingdom to do these parties. Mm-hmm. So making sure that you know what nights those parties are, because if you're planning on being at Magic Kingdom that day, like they'll kick you out at 6 o'clock. So, and they're not going to show Happily Ever After that night.
Yeah.
So if you're planning on seeing...
Another reason to get a travel agent, because they'll catch these things. And every time that happens, there are people who are like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Every time. And seeing that happen, you know, it's very sad to see that happen because people didn't know. And you're like, oh, I wish you would have looked, but there's just, it's true. There's so much to Disney World that when you're going for the first time, like when we went for the first time, I booked, I think in May, and this was before I even knew you and knew that you were like a Disney person. And I think that's how we became best friends, just passing in an office, working at a different job in radio.
Yeah.
Where you were like, wait a second, you like Disney World? I'm like, yeah, I love Disney World. And here we are doing a podcast. But if you are in a position to research and study, like I poured myself into it, but that's kind of the type of person I am.
Right.
Like I am going to learn as much as I can, as fast as I can, so that I can, because I'm a competitive person. I feel like I'm winning.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me feel good inside.
Yeah.
Not quite like Happily Ever After though.
Right.
So if you have questions about this, please check us out on the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page. You can send direct messages to us, and Erica and I are the ones who are going to receive those messages. And Erica, do you prefer email contact? Is that the best?
I mean, or the Facebook, whatever.
The Facebook page is fine.
Just reach out.
Erica at magicexpeditions.com. It's E-R-I-K-A. Reach out. Tell her you heard about her on the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page or in the podcast. And just start the conversation. Doesn't cost you anything extra at all to book with Erica. And I almost promise that if you work with her, you're going to get the best possible deal. Disney takes care of her compensation so that you don't have to, and so that you can have the absolute best experience. All right. I think that wraps it up for our top five must-dos when you travel to Walt Disney World. If you have questions, reach out to us. And until then, see you real soon.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.